The public inquiry set up by the Chief Justice to look into the cocaine-tinged sodium bicarbonate has ended its public hearing. The four-member committee headed by appeals court judge Mrs. Agnes Doji were given 7 days to find out the role played by the trial judge Eric Chaba for another court officials in the case. Before sitting ended, two people appeared, DSP Aidan Derry, the police prosecutor who began the case, and Mrs. Telahin of the Attorney General's Department, who took charge of the case until it ended this month. Augustus Akwai has this report.
DSP Derry says he got involved in the case in the initial stages when the police forensics proved that the substance at the center of the case was cocaine. He said when the results were released, he was informed by the investigator, Samasa Inkase, that a copy of the docket of the case had been sent to the Attorney General's Department for advice. He said in the course of this, he was deployed to Darfur on peacekeeping mission and so was instructed by his superiors to hand over all the cases he was handling to ASP Mary Agbozu. He said when he returned from Darfur, he was asked to take over the cases he was handling before his deployment. DSP Derry noted that when he inquired about the next hearing of the case in question, the court clerk, Daniel Nyachizi, told him he would look for the docket for him. He maintains that he didn't intend to prosecute the case to its conclusion.
All that I did in this matter, from the very first day it was presented, to the point the agents informed that she was handling the matter, I was sort of holding brief on their behalf, because I have never taken evidence in this case. So in this particular matter, we the police are not supposed to proceed. It is only when the agents advise that yes, this particular case, police should proceed. So all that I was doing is that whatever I was doing was on behalf of the agents. And when he said it, I stepped aside.
Mrs. Telahin's appearance before the committee was rather brief. She said when she took over the case, she had begun the process of sending a case to a high court, but when she realized the trial had already commenced at the circuit court, there was no need to send it to the high court. She said another reason she continued the case was that from the docket she received, the evidence and others showed that she had a good case, so she went ahead without writing an advice on the docket. From the account of the actors in the case, the Republic versus Nanama Martins, nothing should be left to chance, especially in a case involving narcotics. A fact amply spelt out by Judge Asmeni, counsel for the Circuit Court Clerk Daniel Nyachizi.
As a practicing lawyer, I know for a fact that every court has its own receptacle or place where they keep evidence. It is only at this time that you've got to know or realize that there's a need for a common strong room for the keeping of evidence to avoid it. There has been very few occasions where the defense counsel have all asked for retesting of evidence. When the police submit their report and the report says positive, we leave it at that. So speaking for myself, I sit down to reflect to see how many of these objects, exhibits, have been bent or destroyed, which will not have turned out to be cocaine if it had been tested.
Since the committee was given a week to furnish the Chief Justice with their report, it is expected that by Friday, December 23, this will be done. Radio Ghana News, Augustus Akwi, Accra.